Today, we're diving into a game-changing technology that's shaking up web performance, WebGPU. It's hard to overstate how much this matters, especially as our applications become more data-driven. Imagine a web app visualizing tens of thousands of data points. What if it could do that seamlessly instead of turning into a slideshow?
Absolutely. It's fascinating because the article highlights a developer who optimized their app using Rust and WebAssembly, which only made it 40% faster. But when they rewrote it with WebGPU, they saw a staggering 23 times improvement. That's a new level of performance.
Right? This really reshapes how developers think about application performance. It's not just about tweaking existing solutions. It's about fundamentally rethinking how we handle data in browsers. Why do you think a leap like this is so impactful?
The implications are huge. For industries that rely on heavy data visualization like finance or scientific research, this could mean real-time analytics instead of delayed, laggy interfaces. Who wouldn't want that?
Exactly. Plus, think about gaming. With WebGPU, web-based games could match or even surpass traditional desktop experiences, all within the browser. It opens doors to rich, interactive experiences right from a web page.
And it's not just for developers. This technology transforms the end-user experience. Imagine a world where slow-loading interfaces are a thing of the past. It's exciting to think about, but what do developers need to keep in mind when transitioning to WebGPU? Great question. Developers should start learning about WebGPU now, as it's fundamentally different from WebAssembly. Understanding its architecture and capabilities will be crucial for optimizing performance in future P